Galatians chapter 3. One of your elders read Galatians 3, 26 through 29. And our lesson subject tonight is liberty in the Lord. And the song we sing, ring the message out. I'm proud to be American. Proud to be in the U.S. of A. I don't know about you, but here we can preach the gospel, but without fear or favor in America. Good people don't take it for granted. Some of my brothers and sisters who are in Christ don't have that same liberty that we have in other countries. And brethren, since we have freedom of speech in America, my mouth is working from both ends. Ring it out. Ring it out. Brethren, don't be afraid to hold it back. Tell it like it is. I'm proud to be in America, land of the free. Amen. Tell you what, we can speak the truth in love in America. I know many don't like it, but I'm sorry about that. But we have that liberty. All roads are open in America where we can preach the gospel. Is that good? Aren't you proud of that? Now, tonight, let me try to deal with the text. Well, this morning I use his cane, and to keep him from being jealous, I'm going to use his tonight. I don't want any problems, amen. I don't want any problems here tonight. And you know, these places are so funny with airplanes, they won't let you bring certain things on. And I had to leave half of my equipment at home. Well, in our text in Galatians chapter 3, verse 19, what we have lessons from the law. You see that? Let's read it. Look at verse 19. It says, wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgression. Let's pause. The law of Moses was added. Added to what? It was added to the Abrahamic promise. God promised Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, 16, and 17 that he would bless all nations through his seed. So the law of Moses was added to the promise. You got it? We know that. Why? Because of transgression. Because they were doing all kinds of stuff when they came out of Egypt. So the law of Moses was added to govern these folks. Amen. It said the law was added because of transgression. How long? Till. See the adverb of time? Till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. So in other words, the law of Moses was given by the angels. You see that? From God. Is that all right? So this law is going to last till Christ comes. See that? So we learn lessons from the law of Moses. Now we're going to look at limitations of the law. Let's look at it. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one. In other words, a mediator is just not with one person or one party, but it's two. But God is one. Then he says, is the law, get it now, Paul is asking the question, is the law being against the promises of God? Well, what do you mean, Paul? God promised Abraham that he's going to bless all nations through Christ. Now, is the law against the promise of God? Paul said, don't even say such things, God forbid. Look at it. Then he says, I want you to look at it carefully. He says, for if there had been a law given, the law of Moses was a God-given law on Mount Sinai or Horeb, but it was something that it couldn't give. It was a God-given law, but it was something he couldn't give. What did it say? For if there had been a law given which could have given life, then he says, verily or truly, righteousness should have been by the law. In other words, the law of Moses was a God-given law, but it couldn't give liberty. Now, if you don't understand that kind of teaching, you get to heaven on a baby ticket. See, it couldn't give eternal life. And you understand that, don't you? So, and Paul said in Romans, righteousness without the law. Law of Moses brought the Jew to Christ. But it's something that the law of Moses couldn't give. Now, lick your finger. Go back to chapter 2 and verse 21. Is that all right? Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness means forgiveness of sin. In other words, it means justification. For if righteousness come by the law, Christ died in vain. In other words, if you could be saved under the law of Moses, Christ didn't have no business coming. That's good, isn't it? Isn't that good? Somebody going to have to tip Brother Shannon for this kind of preaching. Amen. Is that good? Now, that's good, isn't it? Now, then it says, verse number 22, but the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Oh, Paul to the Jews, he says, you're sin. Paul to the Gentiles and the heathen, you're sin. All have sin. And one writer said, there's none righteous, no, not one. What do you mean? When that was wrote in the Old Testament, it was true. What do you mean, none righteous? Because nobody had remission of sin in totality under the law of Moses. But under the law of Christ, we have liberty in Jesus Christ. Now, brethren, we take the word liberty lightly in Christ. Brethren, don't take that lightly. And I know we're in the country, in America, the land of free, of opportunity. Only in America we can do a lot of things. But let me tell you something. Most of America don't have liberty in Jesus. Amen. And they claim that we are a Christian country. I don't know about that. They tell me there's more Christians in Africa than there are in America. It may be that one of these days the people from Africa come over here and evangelize America. Are you listening? Brethren, don't be scared to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it will make us free. Amen. Is that good? Now, let's go a little further here. Trying to deal with the text a little bit. Is that pretty good? Now, then the next point here in the text is locked in by the law. We have lessons from the law. We have limitations of the law. The law of Moses was limited. It was something he couldn't do. Now, Paul said it was locked in by the law. What do you mean locked in? Watch what it says. Wherefore, see that? Verse 23. But before faith came, and you see the word faith? Listen to this. It's not talking about what you believe. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about the system. Before the gospel system came, before this new and living way came in, it says before faith came, we, notice what Paul said, we Jews, watch it, were kept under the law. See, you were locked up, locked in by the law. Oh, isn't that good? We were kept under the law, shut up, unto the faith. In other words, the faith hadn't arrived yet. They were locked up. Then it says, unto the faith which should afterward be revealed. What do you mean? When the law of Moses ended, the faith, the gospel system is revealed. Amen, somebody. See that? This faith that Jude wrote about, Jude 3. Is this good preaching? Jude said in Jude 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful that I should write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered. Brethren, I don't deliver no faith. I preach the faith. The apostle delivered it. Is that right? To us, and we preach it. Paul, that's the faith, the system. The gospel is God's, listen to this, the gospel is God's found message to America. Amen. There will not be another gospel. This is it. This is it. Wants to live. Boy, that's good, isn't it? Well, let's go a little further here. Look at verse 25. Look here. It says, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster. Paul said to the Jews, the law of Moses was our schoolmaster. You know what a schoolmaster is? You young people don't know. I know you older folk know a schoolmaster. Truant officer. Truant officer. They used to go get these boys that shot hooky. That's right. And what they would do, the truant officer would catch this old boy that's been down swimming, catch him by the ear, and take him to the teacher. Right? Turn him over to the teacher. See? And when he carried the boy to the teacher, that ended his work. Well, Paul says that the law of Moses was the truant officer to bring the Jew to Christ. And when the Jew got to Christ, that ended the law of Moses. Can you understand that? I'm trying to, if you don't understand this, I'm sorry. I can't get it in the plane. This is baby preaching. I mean, this is down there. I mean, you can't get any simpler than this. The law was a schoolmaster to bring the Jew to Christ. And why to Christ? Because Jesus Christ is the master teacher. Amen. He's the one that's going to show us how to go to heaven. And that ended his work. The law was our schoolmaster to bring the cross. See, but they were locked up in it. Somebody said, well, I don't like old Shannon the way he preached. Well, I'm sorry. These guys, I hope you're going to pay me to preach like this. They flew me in here on that old plane there. Hey, man. Well, let's look at it. The law, our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. It said, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. Why? That we, what, might be justified by faith. What does justified mean? Justified means just as if I never sinned. Let's do that again. Justification simply means just as if I never sinned. So when you come to Christ by faith, it's just as you never sinned. Why? Because the blood of Christ covers you. And when God looks down on us, he doesn't see you. He sees the blood of Jesus, what it does for us. Now, I bet that won't make you shout, there's something wrong with you. Then it says, but before faith came, but after faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. What do you mean? When the new way come in, when the gospel system come in, when the one faith come in, we're not under the schoolmaster. Well, what's the schoolmaster? That's the law of Moses. All that stuff under the law of Moses. And if you're trying to keep all that foolishness back there, at one time it was all right. If you're trying today, you're just wasting your time. Have y'all ever heard of Sam Houston at the Alamo? He got a museum down there. And there was big Jim Boyd had a big old knife. And it's in a museum down there, you know. And you know, you go in there, you say, I want to get that. If I have a, no, you have to leave that alone. You're going to be in trouble trying to take that out. Just go there and look at it, but leave it there. It's all right to read the law of Moses, but leave that stuff back there. You see it, don't you? You see it, don't you? All right, good. All right, let's go a little further. Now don't think that the law didn't serve its purpose. Oh, yes. It pointed out sin, and it brought us to Christ. But it's over. That's why we don't use mechanical instruments of music in New Testament worship. Why? That was under the law of Moses, 2 Chronicles 25, 29, 25. It's somewhere in 2 Chronicles. As I said this morning, if it ain't the right one, read both of them. You'll run into it. They use mechanical instrument music. They use animal sacrifice. They use incense. And they burn meat off. Now, I hear the mechanical instruments of music, but I don't smell no beef. Where's the beef? I go to these churches, I hear the sound, but where's the beef? In Galatians chapter 3, isn't that good? Can't Galatians 3. Paul said, cursed is everyone that continue not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. You can't go back to the law of Moses, to a system that God gave to the Jews and the Jews only. You can't go back and use part of it. You got to use it all or none at all. Amen. It was a package deal. What do you mean? You can't have one without the other. You folk know what a package deal is. Somebody said, I don't understand a package deal. Here's a preacher, you had me come in. And he preaches. I said, man, we'd love to have you. So next Sunday, you got the job. We ain't no second thoughts. You got the job. He's a number one preacher. And the next Sunday, he said, well, I'm going to bring my wife and children. Come on down. So next day, he come in with a van. 15 passengers. And a woman about as big as this communion table get out. And about 15 children. And the guy looks at, well, what's happening? He said, well, you know you're hiring, right? Said, yeah. Well, this is my wife and children. You can't have one without the other. It's a package deal. Is that right? That right. If you're going to take the law of Moses, you got to take all that stuff. But what they like to do, brother, they like to go back there and get the mechanical music, bring it back, and say, well, you know, David used it. Wait a minute, David did a lot of crazy stuff. You want to bring them all those wives he had, and his dad, and his grand, well, it's Solomon, his son. Oh, well, that's another subject. Let me get on here. So we're not under schoolmaster. Now, let's get to our lesson tonight. You mean tell me, Brother Shannon, I hadn't started preaching yet. I'm just giving you a little background. But our lesson is liberty in the Lord. Let's run down this text and unpack this text. Galatians 3:26. Have 5 points in the lesson. Hear it out. Liberty in the Lord. What do you mean liberty? Liberation, freedom, emancipation, salvation in the Lord. When the Lord, the place. The Lord means it's one. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter said in Acts chapter 2. Are you all following me? Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God have made this same Jesus whom you have crucified both Lord and Christ. That's the anointed one. So we're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. All right? Now, the pattern for liberty. The place for liberty. The pattern for liberty, verse 26a. The place for liberty, 26b. The people of liberty, verse 27. The partnership in liberty, verse 28. Verse 29, promise of liberty. Now, Brother Sean, that's just too much stuff. Well, that's why I brought it here on paper. You can go home and study. Cut the TV off, get off the internet, take a little time out and study this. I mean, you ought to tip me for this. These preachers don't do this kind of stuff. They get up and do a little flower sermon, go home, and you close your Bible. That's right. I hope I'm not making him mad because I didn't take his cane. let's run down this text right quick. Let's run down this text. Paul said, now when we talk about the pattern for liberty, pattern, a format, a standard, pattern for liberty. What do you mean pattern? Pattern for freedom, right? Now, what we have? We have the creed. What's the creed? Our standard. What do you mean? It's our belief. What? The new faith. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the New Testament. Are you following me? You got to stay with me now. You got to be listening. You got to keep your mind on what I'm saying. Because I'm going to preach the Bible. And you're going to leave here. You're going to learn something. If you don't learn something from me, I should have stayed in Memphis. Notice what he said. He said, for. What do you mean for? Well, you got to go back to all what he said about the lessons of the law, limits of the law, and locked in the law. Now, he says, for. Here's the reason. For ye are all the children of God. What do you mean? That's the spiritual family. And in this spiritual family, Peter said, is this good? Now y'all don't have to take this down. I got copies of this. Oh yeah. You can just take a copy and run one copy off and listen. All of you can have it. But I want you to listen to it. Is that good?
spiritual foundation. Peter says, he also is lively stone, are built up a spiritual house. The church of Christ is a spiritual house that's in Christ. Amen, somebody. So, spiritual family. Wait a minute. I don't know none of you folk down here. Bad on name. But I know one thing. Y'all love Brother Sam. And we're part of the same family. Come on, bow your head. Right, yes, that's right. That's right. The same spiritual family. All the children of God, Bible. See, when I come to Florida, well, you know, I don't really need any money. I don't need any money when I come to Florida. Well, brother, why you don't need any money? All these family folk I got here. Well, if I get hungry, I need at his house, eat at her house. You know, if I was driving, I need a little gas here. See, we're in the family, spiritual family. And you know what? You're going to take care of me. Aren't you going to do it? Yeah. Talk about, aren't you going to do it? Sure you're going to do it. Yeah. Now, there's nothing like a good family. Then it says, all children of God, watch it. By faith. What do you mean by faith? System of faith. That's a system of faith. It ain't just what you believe. No, it's a system of faith that God has given. The Bible says in Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. It's a system. It's a new system. And you know what? This system makes all of us brothers and sisters in Christ. All right? Now we got the place of liberty. We got the Christ. He's our Savior, right? Our blessings, new freedom. New freedom. That good? See, in America, the black man in America was in slavery. On the American people. Y'all know what I'm talking about, though. Yeah, you do. Just bow your head. Don't get scared. And you know what? That was bad. But let me tell you something. If you are not free in Christ, you're in slavery with the devil. And that is the worst kind. Physical slavery is bad. But to be in slavery with the devil, I'll preach to my black brethren back at home and all over the world. You're talking about, I don't want to be in slavery in America anymore. But if you're in slavery with the devil, you're in the worst kind. Somebody ought to say amen on that. I ought to get a pad or something. Here I am making all these points, making these touchdowns. And you go to the stadium there, make a touchdown. You, hey, here I am making a touchdown, and you won't even grunt. Is that good? Nobody mad, but we understand this kind of preaching. This kind of preaching America needs. Brethren, freedom in Christ is the best kind. Because you're going to leave this world. But when you leave this world, you need to be emancipated by the blood of Jesus. Now, let's go a little further here. It says, watch, is that good? So, the position, where? In. Here it is. In is a spiritual thing. In Christ. Why you need to be in Christ? Because in Colossians 2:9, it says, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Verse 10 says, and ye are complete in him. What? You're complete in Christ. What do you mean? That's why you don't need to Mason. Uh-oh. Somebody asked me, what are you? I said, brother, I'm a Christian. I don't mess with no other organization but the Church of Christ. Because the rest of them is going to die out, but the kingdom of God is going to live throughout all eternity. Somebody said, well, I don't like that. That's your business. Okay, if you don't like it. All my money go in the Church of Christ. I don't send money to anything else but the Church of Christ. Boy, these folk don't like this kind of preaching. You better hug my neck. This is good stuff here. Somebody need, what you say? Yeah. That's good stuff there. That good in Christ. In, that's the position. Christ, that's the person. Am I doing any damage to the thing? Is this pretty good stuff here? Amen. In, that's the position. Christ, that's the person. If you want to be saved, you want liberty, You got to be in Christ. Amen. Not outside, inside. All right, then. So that's good now. Oh, that's the place of liberty. Freedom. Now we have the person of liberty. The person. The people, rather, of liberty. Who are they? They're Christians. What are they? Christians. No Baptists in there. No Presbyterian. No Mormon. No Seventh-day Adventist. No Jehovah's Witness. No Church of God. None of that stuff. None of that. No. No. They're called saints. Our baptism, these are the new facts. Let's look at it. It says, for, here we go, as many of you as have been, who's the one that's been? The Christians. What color? No, they're Christians. Acts 11, verse 26, when you had Jewish teachers and Gentile converts, they amalgamated in one body. Brother Shannon, there you using a big word in Tennessee, amalgamated. That means just together. That's all it means. Well, why didn't you use together? Well, see, if I just use together, see, you know what that means. But the people who teach college, they know what it means. But we want to get to them too. So I use the word amalgamated. So I want to cover everybody. Amalgamated in one body. Jewish teachers and Gentile converts. And the Holy Spirit and the Bible said they were called Christians. What kind? Christians. No handle on it. No hyphenated Christian. No, they just Christians. Well, they were black Christians. No, they were Christians. They were Christians. What? Christians. Acts 11 verse 34 and 35. Peter came to the household of Cornelius and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person. See, you know, a lot of us be better off if we were blind. We won't see nobody. Because when you see somebody, you size them up. You'd be better off if you were blind. But God is colorblind when it comes to salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Christian, watch it. Then it said, have been baptized into Christ. That's when the change took place. You know, a lot of folks don't like baptism. They don't like it. And there's a church here in town here. They always telling us, Church of Christ, y'all are water bugs. Y'all are water bugs. Y'all just run around with swimming trunks on all the time. Y'all love some water, don't you? Y'all love to baptize, don't you? Well, you know what I tell them? You the one that's idolizing baptism because you named your church after. Didn't it? Baptist? You name your church that. So don't start on me now. I can get on you pretty rough. I used to be scared younger, but I got older now. I don't have good sense now. I'll tell the truth. Amen. I'll just tell the truth. And you know what? And you, I know the truth. And you can't hate me. You can't hate a man telling you the truth. God put water in the plant and the Baptists can't take it out. Said, all right. My brother said, are you picking on the Baptist? No, I just don't have time to deal with the Methodist and Presbyterian. I'm not here long enough. But don't feel left out because sooner or later I'm going to touch on you. Why? Because yours are not in the faith. The church that you in, putting all that money in, and all, listen, been your mother and your grandmama and all your family for years been tricked by the devil. Putting money in an organization that God didn't know anything about. Not in the Bible. Talking about the yellow pages. Can you imagine going to the judgment with a yellow page and talking about, I'm in my church is in the book? No, he's not going to judge you. I know yellow pages. No. I think it's Romans 2:16. We're going to judge by the gospel. John 10:48. We're going to be judged by the scripture. The book's going to be open revelation. It ain't not talking about no yellow pages. Botanical encyclopedia. Oh, no. Is that good? See, you know, I have to stop every once in a while and kind of soften this thing up. Because this kind of preaching hurts folk. It even hurt members of the Church of Christ because they're afraid to tell their loved ones that they're, don't tell a person that lost until you teach them. Stop telling people that they're lost and going to hell and you haven't taken the time out to teach them. Wait a minute. Teach them. For ye are, for as many as you that has been baptized into Christ. When you're baptized into Christ, you're in Christ, Galatians 3:26. But also, when you're baptized into Christ, you're baptized into the body. Galatians, well, 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13, by one spirit, by the teaching of one spirit, are we all baptized into one body? What's the one body? The church. Where is the church? It's in Christ. Romans 12, 4 and 5, the one body of Christ is in Christ. It's not physical, it's spiritual. So when you're in Christ, you're automatically in the church of Christ. There's no such thing, well, I'm in Christ, but I'm not in the church of Christ. That's false doctrine. Come on, smile. It ain't that bad. Amen. That's good, isn't it? Watch, he said, have put on Christ. What do you mean? You're covered. You're covered. Oh, boy, and it's good.
I left the coat a while ago. I don't want like to take my coat off, but I don't want you to see the rolls in the whole family.
But I'm doing this to illustrate. See, right now, this coat is not covering me. But once I get in it, I'm covered. You got to put it on before you're covered. You got to put Christ on in baptism before you're covered. Amen. Now, don't you understand that? Are you covered?
Amen.
If you're not in Christ, you're not covered. What do you mean covered?
I'd like to use the word covered. You know, the Bible tell us, or well, not the Bible, the Better Business Bureau tell us about some of these insurance companies. You in good hands with Allstate.
Covered. I was down in Mississippi in a tent meeting for 2 weeks. And we had this young white boy had been in a bad wreck. And he was in a wheelchair. And he drove down to the tent in a wheelchair on the highway. And he said, you know, I heard you preach. And we taught a class up there. I taught him in his home and taught him. He said, I want to obey the gospel, but I'm afraid that I'm going to mess up. I said, don't be afraid of that. I said, you'll mess up once you obey the gospel. I said, don't you know I mess up? He said, you're a preacher. I said, I know it. Peter was a preacher. He messed up real bad, didn't he? Didn't he? Peter was baptized with the Holy Spirit. Is that right? That's why I know when the Holy Spirit don't keep you from sinning. Uh-oh, you didn't get that, did you? Peter played the racial card, and he was baptized with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not work against your will. It won't keep you from sinning. If you want to sin, Holy Spirit don't say, don't sin. No. Amen, somebody. But anyway, I told him, I said, well, I sin. I mess up. You sin. He said, well, you ain't no better than me. I said, I'm going to tell you the difference. See, I'm covered and you're not. Here's what I understand. I said, you know, here are two guys, both of them drive automobiles. One of them got insurance and the other don't. I said, both of them can have a wreck. Is that right? Yeah. I said, what about the one that have a wreck that's covered? He said, well, he all right. I said, what about the one that have a wreck that's not covered? Well, he in bad shape. I said, that's you. It isn't me. I said, don't you understand that? Yeah. Guess what he said? He said, take me to the water. I baptize him into Christ. And wherever he is, he's in Christ and he's covered. And if you're here tonight and you're not covered, you need to get covered in Christ. His blood will cover you. Amen. And when God looks down on you, he looks at a man that's been justified. What do you mean? Just as though you never sinned. But you got to be covered.
Amen.
Can you imagine here, this guy that don't have insurance, he going to call State Farm and say, listen, I had a wreck down here. I want you to... We don't have no record of you. Is that right? No, we don't have no record of you nowhere. What's your name? We don't have. What's your social security? We don't have no record of you. But you know what? I can call them and say, well, what's your last four? Boo, 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 boo. Oh, Mr. Shannon, you live in Tennessee. You had a, well, I'll tell you what, we'll have another car out there right quick for you. Why? Because I'm covered. But if you're not covered, they're not going to send nothing out to you. They're going to hang up in your face. Don't you understand that? That's why I know individuals who are not Christian, what God going to hear and answer your prayer for? You're not covered. And the Baptists are so silly. They'll go to 1 John 3:9 or 3 something there, where it said, if you confess your fault. Well, he ain't talking to folk who are not covered. He's talking to Christians who covered, who are covered. Amen. Isn't that good, Victor? Amen. Amen. Well, let's go a little further here. Partnership in liberty. What do you mean?
What?
That's the cohesiveness. What do you mean cohesiveness? That's the tightness. Partnership. Cohesiveness. Our support. Our bond. That's the new fellowship. Is that good? Now watch this here. Then he says,
watch it.
There is neither Jew nor Greek. He's speaking physically. Because whether you know it or not, I'm a Jew. Not physically. Lick your fingers and go to Romans chapter 3, verse 28. See, because you're looking at me funny. You can't go to heaven unless you're a Jew. Oh, no, don't even try. Oh, no, I'm a Jew. You are a Jew. Look at Galatians or Romans. I'll do it quickly. Romans chapter 3. Verse number 28-29. Notice what Paul said here. Paul said, for he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. Paul said he's a Jew, but it ain't outwardly, and the circumcision is not in the flesh. But watch it. Then he says, but he is a Jew. Wait a minute. I thought you say what? What are you talking about? Physical and spiritual. See that? He says, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. Oh, inwardly. You know, Jesus told Nicodemus, except you're born again. The new birth has reference to the inner man, not the outer man. See, some individuals say, well, I was born again, and I went in the water. I looked at my hand, they were new. Looked at my feet, and they were too. No. You know you got the same old ugly, rusty feet that you had all the time. So he's not talking about physical. He's talking about spiritual. You got it? So he said he's not a Jew. That good? The person to be changed is the inner man. And the subject of the new birth is not the outer man. It's the inner man. Amen. Paul said, though the outer man perish, yet the inner man is the new day by day. So he said he is a Jew, which is the inward. And the circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, and not of the leather, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew, spiritually. Guess what? And I'm in Christ. You are too. And I'm a priest. How many women priests do we have in this congregation? Don't say anything, all of you. Everybody in the Church of Christ are priests. Some folks in the Catholic Church, the church I came out of, the sister said, the nun said, I'd like to be, we ought to have priests. All you got to do is obey the gospel, and King Jesus will make you a priest. Amen. And don't even have to go to school. Don't have to go to no convent. Don't have to do that seminary, no. Jesus will make you a priest, but he's the high priest. And whatever the high priest tells you, you have to do. Now, as a priest, we can all worship God. But as a priest, the high priest tells the women that you can't preach. The high priest tells the women, priests in the Church of Christ, you can't preach. Well, I don't like that. We'll talk to the high priest. He's the one ramrodding this thing. I just think y'all men in the Church of Christ are male chauvinists. Well, Jesus Christ started it off. When you get to the judgment, get your little finger and tell him that he's a male chauvinist. He's lawgiver. And when Jesus Christ makes rules and regulations in the church, he doesn't need a legislator. He's the only legislator.
He doesn't need any help. The counsel of his own will. Amen. That's for a little less church than that. Let's go back here. Now, there is neither Jew or Greek. That's talking about what? No spiritual difference. What do you mean no spiritual difference? Because we're all Jews, spiritual. Then he said, there is neither bond nor free. No social differences. Is that God? Amen. There is neither male or female. Watch it. No sexual difference. Is that all right? For ye are all one in Christ.
Amen.
No separate deliverer. In other words, Christ delivered all. They're good. That's why we ought to learn to get along in the Church of Christ. We got a job. We have liberty. Then we go a little further here. Promise of liberty. What is that? That's a covenant. That was an agreement that God made with Abraham. Watch it. To swear. God made an oath to Abraham, right? Watch it. Our birthright. What do you mean our birthright? New future. You got a birthright. Don't give up your birthright. Watch it. Now what's he saying? And if ye be Christ, if you belong to Christ. What do you mean belong to Christ? You're in Christ. You've obeyed the gospel. You heard the gospel, Acts 15 and 7. When there had been much disputing, Peter rose and said, men and brethren, you know that how a good while ago that God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. What did they hear? They heard about the death of Christ, the burial of Christ, and the resurrection of Christ, how he died on the cross, shed his blood, and bought one church. Which one? The Church of Christ. Why do you keep saying Church of Christ? If you show me baptism in the Bible, I'll say that. If you show me Catholic in the Bible, I'll say Catholic. Well, Brother Sin, I can show you the Church of God. Church of God. But the Church of God in the Bible didn't have no mechanical instruments and music, and they didn't have women preaching. Church of God and the Church of Christ, same organization. Well, I don't have time to deal with all of that. Hear the gospel and believe it, Acts 15 and 7. You got to repent of your sin, Acts 2:38. What do you mean? Change your mind about sin and stop it. Not slow down, stop. No. Well, there ain't no difference between slowing down and stopping. That's the same thing. I remember hearing a story one time. This guy, every morning he'd get up, he'd run to this stop sign, and he never would stop. He'd just slow down. Finally, one morning, police said, I'm about to check him. Stop and pull him over. He said, no, you didn't. You didn't stop. Oh, he saw officer, you know, stopping and slowing down, same thing. So the officer pulled out his little old stick and snapped it and went to hit him upside the head like this. He said, do you want me to slow down or stop? I think he got it, right? God don't want you to slow down. He wants you to stop. Change your mind. If you're in a church not in the Bible, you got to change your mind. Stop going. We don't mind you going down there one more time after you obey the gospel and telling you're not coming back anymore. And you're baptized into Christ. Galatians 3, 26 and 27, you're baptized into Christ. And once you get into Christ, you got to behave. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and they, what they, the ones that had obeyed the gospel, they that gladly received the word were baptized. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Brethren, you got to behave when you get in the Church of Christ. Now, sometimes, brethren, in the Church of Christ, they get slick as a gut. They get slick. They go around. Boy, they can hide and get slick in the Church of Christ. Oh, there's something in here. It's some men and women right here slick. But God knows you. Elders trying to catch up with you. They just like somebody greased them. You ever try to catch a greased puppy? Slick, aren't they? We got some members of the Church of Christ do anything in the Church of Christ. And some of them right here. Some of them beat the wire. Oh, he's in here somewhere. I wouldn't take this time out to say that if he wasn't in here somewhere. Hey, whoop his wife.
But you know what I would do when he get up? I would just holler out, not fit. They'll know what you're talking about. Oh, he's in here. Beat the wine. Got some women in here that curse. It's some in here. Some of you ladies know how to do it. See, they used to say back at home, she can outcuss a sailor. You got some women in here use that bad language. The Bible said, the Holy Spirit says in Ephesians 4:28, let not corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. You got a lot of folk got bad mouth. Oh, I know they're in here. Curse you at a heartbeat. Yeah, they in here. Slick. Some of you still gambling. Still drinking beer and whiskey. Oh, I know you wasn't looking for this. But see, I know what you got in your refrigerator, huh? I don't have to go there. I just know human nature. A little beer, a little whiskey, nothing wrong with it. I was up here at this hotel. I walked in there, man, and I saw Jack Daniels. And boy, I jumped. I said, boy, look at that. Jack Daniels. Man. I said, would you sell me that? She said, if you a customer here, we will. I said, man, I sure like to have some. I said, I just wonder would Victor catch me. Well, it don't make no difference if Victor catch me. The Lord knows it. See, that's the part. You're trying to hide from the elders and the preachers. No, you be trying to hide from God. And here's an all-seeing eye watching you. And a lot of you men here running with other women. Oh, yeah, he's running. And they slick with it now. See, they can use that telephone watch it and cut the person off. They can text them real quick. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. You got one in your pocket. You can text them real quick. So, what, you know, sometimes they do it like if you text. So I ain't be able to talk to you like you, but you have a good night's rest, sweetheart. Bang. Hit one thing. Bang. Sin. Then she get a little beep, beep, and you hear, who's that? I don't know who it was. Bang. Delete it. That's slick, isn't it? You think God don't know what's happening? A lot of women fool around on the hood. And some of you don't have sense enough to know. Watch, a little red-lipped woman taking all this money. Then he make like she lost it. And if he got sick, that little red-lipped woman wouldn't give him a drink of water if he was dying. He had to go back home. See, I'm preaching now. You know why I know this good preacher? Because you're not saying anything. It's soaking in. It goes on in the church of Christ. Amen. Repent. Behave after you're baptized. And once you get in there, broadcast. What do you mean broadcast? You've got to spread the gospel. Look at this. 5-7 things. Hear the gospel, believe it. Repent of your sins. Confess Christ. Baptism into Christ. Behave. Broadcast. If you be Christ, he's our redeemer. Then are you Abraham's seed. Our relationship. We got a relationship. And heirs according to the promise. What do you mean heir? Some rights. Boy, isn't that nice? You got rights. Look, we got our Redeemer, that's Christ. We got a relationship because we're Abraham's seed. And we got rights. Heirs according to the promise. You going to mess your stuff up? Heir. In my conclusion, I've talked long enough. Liberty in the Lord. What do you mean free? Are you here tonight? The blood of Christ will cleanse you from all your sin. I've done some pretty hard preaching and teaching tonight. I think it was necessary. I hope to help somebody in this audience that's not in Christ. If you're not in Christ, you may be free in America, but you're not free from sin. And Jesus said, let me stop you a moment. What is the worst thing that could ever happen to you? You ever thought about it? Cancer? Oh, no, no. What's the worst thing that could ever happen to you? Lose a limb? Oh, no. Diabetes? Nope. Your wife leaves you? Nope. Divorce? Nope. What can be worse than cancer? Terminal cancer. What could be worse? See, there's a living in sin. There's a love of sin, and there's living in sin. If you leave this world in sin, That's the worst thing that could have ever happened to you. Now here's a fact. You may not, you know it, but you don't pay any attention. The Hebrew writer said, it is appointed unto man once to die. Now it's a fact. The healthiest person in the world, I was talking to a guy, he said, you know, you need to lose some weight. He looked like he was about as big as my finger here. He was a little guy. And well, what happened to him? He was out one morning going to work and just fell dead. Massive heart attack. See, if you're fat, you're going to die. If you're skinny, you're going to die. If you run, you're going to die. If you sit around and get fat like me, you're going to die. Any way you look at it, you're going to die. Now, we know this, right? I'm not saying don't take care of your body. We need to do that because we need to use our bodies for the service of the Lord. I know that. But listen, the worst thing that could ever happen to you, you die in your sin. Amen. See, you don't have to die in your sin. If you're here tonight and you hadn't obeyed the gospel, see, well, I got plenty of time. But see, that's where you make the mistake. Y'all think you got plenty of time. Well, it won't happen to me. I had an opportunity to preach in a prison. And the guys told me, I said, what are you doing here? He said, because I thought that it would never happen to me. You know what that is? That sound. That's telling me to quit. The worst thing that could ever happen to you, like I said, if you're here tonight and you're a member of the Church of Christ, maybe you need to make some adjustments. Maybe you haven't been behaving properly. You don't have to come up here. You need to talk to your Savior. Say, Lord, I haven't been living properly. And my time may not be very long. Ask God to forgive you. And you straighten up. Repent, ask God to forgive you. See that? And if you're here tonight and you hadn't been baptized into Christ for the remission of sin, you need to repent. You need to do more than that. You hear and believe the gospel, repent of your sin, confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and be baptized in water for the remission of sin, and the Lord will add you to the New Testament church. What will you have? You'll have liberty in the Lord. Are you here? Son, leader, where are you? I will come on, go up there. But when I tell them on the stand, you need to be singing. Is that good? Is that all right? If you're here tonight and you're subject to the invitation, if you haven't been trying hard in this meeting, I'm not trying to get you to come forward. I'm trying to get you to change your mind and talk to God and say, I haven't been doing what I need to do. I'm going to do better. If you're here and subject to the invitation, do it right now together we stand and sing.